Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
Ah, yes. Here we are again. At midnight on a Friday. Just you and me. Talking on the radio. You're listening and me talking. That's how it usually works. Thank you for joining me. This is Mud Toe. This is my program, Mud Toe at Midnight. And this is where I usually thank you for joining me, except I already did it. What a show I have for you tonight. What a show I have for you tonight. You probably ought to just quit now, I swear. No, because I'm going to do something that I really hate to do, but I'm feeling the need to do it, is to talk about something that's sort of secular. And so I guess I talk about secular stuff a lot. Political, that's the word I want. I'm going to talk about something political. So, and I think that's not really what I like to do. I don't think it's really what you like to hear me talk about, but I speak as I move to speak, and I move to speak, and or maybe I'm not. I don't know. I think I'm moved to speak. Sometimes things happen in my life that are so powerful, I presume that what I'm feeling is being moved to speak. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm so upset and I need to vent. I suppose that's possible. I hope not. I don't think so. I think that this is something I could and should speak about, something that's been going on for the past couple of days. And maybe if I get it off my chest, if it's something that's about me, it'll make me feel better. Which will make me a better sort of conduit between you and the whatever it is that I'm conduiting. And if it's actually about spirit, then spirit will be happy and maybe leave me alone. So let's talk about healthcare.gov, shall we? I don't know if anyone else out there has had any experience. I know that there are plenty of people out there who will never in their lives have to touch healthcare.gov. You have good jobs that offer you healthcare, or you get your healthcare in some other way. Those are all wonderful things. Who I'm addressing are people, unfortunates like myself, who are in need of healthcare, haven't been able to get it in any other way, at least not recently. I had been holding out. There was a deadline, I think, which has actually already passed, and they had extended it to January 10th, that you have to get some form of insurance in place or the IRS is going to knock you with a $95 fee for not participating, for being a bad person and not participating. I had been holding out because I was hoping I would be able to qualify for health insurance through my employer, but it is now clear that that is not going to happen, at least not before the deadline. So yesterday I got onto the dreaded healthcare.gov website, doing my best to keep an open mind, which, usually you hear a lot of bad things about something. Then you get there. Most things are neither as good or as bad as we are led to believe they're going to be. Generally, there's someplace in the middle, which is fine. But I have to say, so I went in thinking, this probably isn't going to be as bad as everybody says it is. In fact, I'll hit a clunker here and there, but I'll probably get through it pretty well and be able to come on this show or on my blog or whatever and say what a wonderful experience I had on healthcare.gov, and in that way advance the cause of healthcare reform, which I believe in very much. I believe our healthcare needs to be reformed. I don't think of the current proposal as the be-all, end-all. It has several problems, not the least of which is the individual mandate. But as a step, it's a step. It's certainly more than anyone has tried to do up until this point. So I very much wanted to be involved in that way and be a voice, perhaps one that could speak not against. I don't like to speak against anyone or anything. An alternative voice, and maybe not even an alternative viewpoint, just to air an experience that might be different than what what we commonly hear about the healthcare website. And I'm afraid I must report to you that I failed in my task. The healthcare website has been giving me nothing but grief for the past 2 days. Now, I did manage to get some stuff that I didn't kick me out right away, which is, I understand, what's happening to a lot of people when the website first opened up a couple of months ago. I got on there. I was able to type in my name and type in my address and type in my Social Security number and all the information about myself over a period of about, I'd say, 20 minutes to a half an hour took to collect for them to collect all of the information that they felt they needed, they being the people whoever are running this. It's called Marketplace. Healthcare Marketplace is what they call it. And it took a little bit of time, and there was some redundancy. There were a couple things that I had to kind of go back and put in again. And then, of course, they want you to look over and make sure everything's okay. And, I want to make sure everything's okay. So do that. And they want you to, anytime there's an email address called for, you got to do that twice because they want to check and make sure it's right. So I'm down with all of that stuff. And it took a little bit of time, but I got them all the information they wanted. And they asked me to look over it all one more time, and I looked over it all one more time, and then I clicked OK, and then the information went off into the healthcare market sphere, wherever it was going to go. And not long after that, I received, my memory is flawed. I think it must have been an email. They sent me an email saying that they had completed completed the evaluation of my eligibility, and they had sent me the report in the form of a PDF, which I then downloaded and took a look at, and it said that the immediate action they were taking was sending my information to Medicaid, my state Medicaid authority, to see if I qualified for insurance. You can get insurance, through the government, through the existing Medicaid program or other existing programs. You can have it yourself through your employer, or there's the marketplace. Those are sort of the three options. So they thought I might qualify for Medicaid in my state. So they had taken the liberty of sending my – before that, I had to do a disclaimer. That wasn't a surprise. They gave me a thing that says, are we permitted to send information to state authorities, Medicaid, was one of the things they mentioned. So when it came back and they said they had sent it to Medicaid already, I was kind of a little bit miffed, but I had told them they could do it. So I can't really blame them for that. And then the rest of it was a lot of detailed information about when I was going to have to pay, when I was going to have to pay premiums if I got insurance through the marketplace. So there's sort of there's an uncertainty there. My information's been passed along to Medicaid, but I'm not approved for Medicaid. I may still have to get insurance through the marketplace. So my question is, have I done what I need to do to satisfy the January 10th deadline, or do I need to go ahead and start shopping for insurance just to make sure that I've got that in line? So I want to go onto the website and find that out, right? So I can't really, there's a lot of FAQs, but I didn't find an FAQ that really lined up with that. So I wanted, there was a choice to continue shopping. This was all yesterday. I learned all this yesterday. There was a choice to continue shopping. So I clicked, I'll continue shopping and maybe I'll find out. Well, I clicked to continue shopping and it wouldn't let me go any further. It said that the website was down and that I couldn't go any further. So, all right, website's down. I figure I'll go to bed, get a good night's sleep, and get up in the morning and see what goes on. If all else fails, they have an 800 number that you can call. So I didn't feel too badly about it. It just felt kind of clunky that you can get so far and then no further. Come this morning, let me see if I can pick this up a little bit. I'm really spending much more time on this than I had wanted to. Come this morning, I'm checking my email, and I've got an email from the marketplace saying I have a message about my eligibility. But see, the thing is, they wouldn't send me emails, messages about my eligibility. It's something about something having to do with privacy, which is, I don't know, they could send me my eligibility, that original PDF by email, but they couldn't send me a message from the website by email. I don't know. They said I couldn't get this message. I had to go to the website to get it. So I went to the website, and it said, also on the website, had a little banner there that said, you have a message from the healthcare marketplace. So I tried to click on the banner, but I couldn't click on the banner. And I looked on that page, and I couldn't find a place where you picked up your messages. And I looked on other pages, and I couldn't find a place where you pick up your messages. So I went to the live chat. There's a live chat room where you can speak to a person who can help you, it says. So I went to the live chat to speak to a person who could help me, or chat with, not speak, with a person who could help me. And I waited for not very long, actually. I waited about 10, 15 minutes. Someone got around to me and said his name was Kenny and asked if he could help me. And I said, yes, I have a message on the website, and I don't know how to retrieve it. And Kenny answered me back and said, well, what did he say first? I should have it. I saved the interaction. I want to make sure I got this in the right order. Hold on. Here it is. I said, I have a message. I don't know how to pick it up. And Kenny apologized for the inconvenience. And he said, but if you call our 800 number, we should be able to tell you the message you received. Now, this is the same thing I got last night. 800 number, we're down, our system is down, but you can call our 800 number and all will be well. And Kenny goes on to say, you can reach us toll-free, and gives the number. And so I asked, so there's no way to pick up the message on the website? Because that was it seemed kind of odd to me that he just skipped right to the 800 number. It's really not, I guess it sort of addresses my problem, but not really. Maybe it addresses my problem, but it doesn't address my question. Okay. So I said, so tell me, there's no way to pick up the message on the website? And Kenny said, the website is actually having some technical issues, but if you would like to try online at a later time, you might have better luck. Now, what I'm starting to suspect now is that I am not speaking to a human being at all. I think that I may be speaking to what's called a bot, which is an automated system that sends answers to a chat person in a chat room based on they analyze your question, and they find the most likely correct response or most likely appropriate response in their database, and then send it out. Now, the way that you test for botness is you ask something that's completely unrelated to anything that might be in the database. And a human being will say something like, what? What did you ask me that for? A bot will respond with some sort of, either not respond at all or some sort of, well, anyway, it won't be, the response of a human being is typically more human-ish. What am I trying to say? You can mostly tell from if you ask a non sequitur question and they come back with an answer. You can tell whether it's a person who's talking to you or whether it's, a computer trying to find something that fits. So I said, who is your favorite character from The Wizard of Oz? I didn't couch it with anything. That was the next thing I said after Kenny told me you might have better luck calling it or trying it at a later time. My next response, 29 seconds later, was, who is your favorite character from The Wizard of Oz? And Kenny's response was, do you have any other questions I can help you with? So I was either talking to a bot or I was talking with somebody who just wasn't going to, play with me on that, which I suppose both are possible. But I think, the more I thought of, I think about it, I'm going back and forth. I think it was a bot. If I had to put $10 on it, I'd say I was talking to a computer-generated system of answers that's meant to put me off onto the 800 number, which seems to be the weapon of choice for healthcare.gov. Because our website doesn't work, go to the 800 number. Now, I didn't say anything else after that. I just said, I guess not. He said, do you have any other questions I can help you with? I said, I guess not. Thanks, Kenny. And Kenny said, thank you for contacting Health Insurance Marketplace Live Chat. We are here to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I guess maybe that proves he's a bot, because if he was a person, he wouldn't be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And somebody, I just actually got a comment on that because I posted it on my Facebook page, liked it. Somebody, a friend of mine, liked it. And liked a different one I put up about it too, which sort of approximates what I'm about to say. Again, I preface this by saying I wanted this to work. I want to be a booster for healthcare reform. But the administration's making it hard for me to do that. When I've had this, it's very vital that I get signed up, first of all, because I have no insurance, and second, because the government is requiring me to get insurance or to pay a penalty to close what would probably be the primary access point for people. I mean, I did get my information in, but you know, I wasn't given an opportunity to say, well, what kind of insurance do you want, what level of coverage, and so forth. So I have to believe the process is not over, that I need to get into the computer, so I need to get into the website further and complete the process. But I have no way of confirming that at this point. So at some point I'm going to have to sit down with that 800 number and see, first of all, I have no idea how long it's going to get me, take for me to get a hold of somebody. I'm going to have to budget a number of hours probably to sit down and just do nothing else but sit and wait for someone from the healthcare marketplace to call me and I guess have some faith that they know the answer to the question. Because if they don't, then I have to face the reality that there is no answer to the question. That even at this late date, the people managing healthcare.gov and managing the healthcare marketplace are not ready for prime time. They're not ready to do this, and it is extremely frustrating to me, first of all, of course, on a personal level, because I need to get this done, but then also on a broader, a general level, I believe that healthcare reform is very important, and if this effort fails, I don't think we're going to get it. I think that the GOP will use it as ammunition to win the elections in 2014. If they have control of both houses of Congress, that pretty much assures that healthcare at least is not going to move forward and will probably be significantly eroded. And then if they were to win the White House in 2016, I'm quite certain it's going to go away. I think healthcare reform is in serious jeopardy because of this. I have to call it, it's more than a misstep. You know, I can't characterize it as a misstep. It is a serious error. It's a blunder. I described it on my Facebook page, actually my real Facebook page, the one that's under my real name. I describe it as a high-stakes test, you know, like kids take to graduate high school. Here's your test. You have to take this test and pass it, or you don't graduate high school. This was a high-stakes test for the Obama administration, and they failed. And now the cause of healthcare reform in this country is seriously jeopardized. You know, any help that I may get with this, if I finally do get some sort of health insurance that I can afford, it's likely to go away in a couple of years, and all because, you know, unless it's hard for me to even imagine how it could be turned around now. And I guess that's the cynic in me, because you see these things, these great ideas just go down the drain. I've seen many of them go down the drain in my 48 years. It's tough to save them. Once it gets to a point, to a certain point, it goes down, and man, you just don't hear from it again. Not for a while. But anyway, let's see, now that I've depressed everyone, I'm just upset because I'm going to have to spend a significant amount of time on the telephone because I don't like talking on the telephone. And there's supposed to be a website that you use, and the website is really more appropriate anyway because you have to type in a bunch of information. You have to provide all kinds of information to them. How do you do that over the phone? I don't even know. You speak it, and then they speak it back to you? That's going to take forever. So this needed to work. This needed to be tested and ready before they let anybody see it. And that didn't happen. And I know there are a lot of people saying that 2 months ago and that was a serious problem, and I kind of poo-pooed it. Well, I've been there myself now, and I guess I should know better than to poo-poo something when I haven't been there myself. I've been there myself now, and yes, it is every bit as bad as they say it is. And I have many of my friends are upset with me for making that observation. But again, I have to speak as I'm called to speak. Oh, somebody shared my status now. Now I am in trouble. those of you like stat. Oh goodness, I'm. Oh my. I feel like I may have just been inducted into the Duck Dynasty. maybe not. I don't. That was the other thing I was going to talk about, but maybe just briefly. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. Because it's a jarring change of direction here. We're going to go from healthcare to Mr. What's his name, the guy, the big beard duck call guy, a very successful man, a hero of capitalism certainly, and he has some ideas which are some people like, and which some, I mean, he has some ideas that are good ideas, and he got some ideas that are very distasteful ideas. And certainly he has his right to say those things. And certainly his employer, the A&E Cable Network, has the right to not give him a platform to say those things. And certainly, is it Robertson? Is that his name? Richardson. What is this? I don't know what his name is. But certainly he has enough money that he could have his own platform if he wanted it. I don't think that he really wants it. I don't think this is a person who really relishes this, the role he's been put in as sort of the hero of people who would like to take us back to the white power days. That might be a little unfair, but no, it's not. It's not at all. That's what people want. Everybody, maybe it's not specific to white power, but it's a group of people who want everybody to be the same, or America to be a melting pot. And what that has meant, and we were all accepted that for years, America is a melting pot. But what that means is everyone who comes here, in order to be successful, has to become like the majority. They have to give up who they are and become like the people who are running things, or you're not going to get anywhere. And there are, you know, obviously there are people who feel that their sort of birthright has been taken away from them by others who don't, you know, deserve it because they weren't born so high, to paraphrase Buckingham and Richard III. So I don't know. I kind of feel for the guy right now, but then at the same time I don't feel for him because he has some repugnant beliefs and he's also richer than God, and I'm just really not worried about him. And I think that's about all I have to say on that topic. I do want to address what's happening with the blog this week because it's Christmas. Christmas week, I'm going to be heading out tomorrow to spend some time with my folks and my daughter and my granddaughter. She'll probably bring her husband along. He's a good kid. I like him. I'm going to be in town for Christmas week. God, where did that sound come from? I'm going to be in town Christmas week. But rather than put up a blog on Monday, I'm going to take some extra time. I'm going to write a full-fledged short story, a Christmas-themed short story, and I am going to post it on Christmas, which is Wednesday, December 25th. So I want you to look, if you're one who looks at the website, it's mudtoesasquatch.com. If you don't look at the website, this would probably be a good time to start. Although usually the blog entry, it's a weekly blog, it's posted on Mondays. As I say, this week there will not be a blog on Monday. There will instead be a Christmas-themed short story on Wednesday. So make a note of that. Put it on your calendar to visit mudtoesasquatch.com. That's mudtoesasquatch.com for the Mud Toe Christmas-themed story. Now, last week's blog, it was a little naughty. It was a little randy. I kind of got into some things that I miss about being in a relationship. There weren't some things. They were very specific things, and they were rather naughty and randy. And I got absolutely no response from them at all. So either I don't write about those things very well, or people don't appreciate it when I write about those things. They'd rather me write about other things. Or maybe it was just like the impending holiday coming up, and they were absorbed with other things and didn't have a chance to read poor Mudtoe's blog. But if you'd like to sneak back there, I mean, you're going there for the Christmas story anyway, right? Right underneath the Christmas story is going to be, if you click the month of the year, December 2013, right after the Christmas story is last week's blog. And you can read that there, and you can read all the blogs that I have published back to a certain point. I think it's like, I'm going to say a year and a half. I think maybe it's 2.5 years ago. Because, and there were some blogs before that, but my website got hacked and all of my memory got erased. I do have some of those on, saved on my hard drive, but I've never taken the effort to go ahead and put them back on the... Of course, you know, I could always save them in reserve. I never thought of that before. Geez, I could put them, I mean, so few people would have seen those or remembered them. If I was getting in a spot on a Monday where I didn't think I was going to get the blog done, which actually happened a few weeks ago, I could have just dug up one of those old ones and put it up there, and who would have known? And of course, now I've told you about it, so I can't do it. Every time you see a blog that seems like just a little bit out, the timing's a little bit out of character, or, I just want to say anachronistic. I mean, it was something that's 2 years old, anachronistic. I don't know. But there might be something in there. I might say something recently happened when it in fact was not recent. It was 2 or 3 years ago, and you would detect it. Being the clever, smart audience that you are, you would detect it, and I would be caught. I'd be exposed, and then TMZ would post something about me. Not TMZ. I'm definitely not big enough for anything. But as I say, not big enough for TMZ. Of course not. Of course I'm not big enough for TMZ. But who does that? I guess Yahoo does a lot of that. I look at Yahoo. I don't know why. I look at Yahoo.com, and I get, actually it's for often for ideas to talk about on the radio show. Gather a little bit of factoid information. In fact, why don't I do that now, since we've got 4 minutes left, and I'm kind of rambling. Here's what we got. Duck Dynasty, right at the top of the list. I did that already, so we're not even going to talk about it. Oh, I saw this. The Ellen DeGeneres show, there was a couple who had a fantasy of doing skydiving, so Ellen paid for it, and I guess one of them, I can't see the whole story here. Looks like the dude died. Supposed to be on a trip, and said when Brandon didn't survive a skydiving jump after his parachute somehow malfunctioned. Oh my God. Yeah. What? How do you? I mean, obviously, nobody forced them to do it. They wanted to do it. They talked about it, and she facilitated it. I don't see how it could possibly be construed as her fault. But I'm certain that she feels some guilt about it. I know I would. My mother told me a story once about a friend of hers, and this is one of those things that I kind of would like to investigate it because I'm not sure. Sometimes my mother doesn't hear things quite right. But it was a friend of hers, and I think it was her son was engaged to a girl, and before the wedding, he convinced her to go skydiving with him. She didn't want to do it. And he convinced her, and she died during skydive. And I guess the kid has been a recluse now. He's probably my age, so he's been like a recluse for the rest of his life. Is it recluse or recluse? I don't know. But I guess this is my mother telling the story. So I love my mother, but it's my mother telling the story. I would need some independent corroboration to say that this is something that actually happened the way she said it happened. But there's that, you be careful what you wish for, I guess. I guess you can take certain risks on yourself, and I think that the couple on the Ellen show did take that risk. And to all appearances, it doesn't look like, one or the other was looked like they both wanted to do it. So, it's obviously not quite the same thing as the other situation I described. But I think it's easy to project that kind of thing onto another person, our own desires. And talking now not about something that's as risky as skydiving, but sometimes we tend to cast something as being important for us. This is important for us, honey, or this is important for us, my friend, my brother, my sister. It's important for us to do this. But more often, it's important for me, and I need you to help me facilitate it. And we can become, I know I can become incredibly angry when someone tells me, no, I'm not going to go there. And I have to remember that, I have to be sure that I am in that situation really talking about us and not me. And that came from spirit because that was not in my head at all before I started saying it, so thank you, Spirit. We have reached the end of this evening's political rant and then short spiritual program. I thank you for listening. I promise there will not be as much politics in next week's show. And we can talk about the short story, which you will all have read by then, right? Thank you once again for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye now.